Welcome once again in learning revenue cycle management in healthcare. Today we are going to discuss about chapter 5 and we will discuss about medical billing. What we are going to cover in this session? We are going to cover insurance and type of insurances. Then what is medical billing? The medical biller needs a specific skills. So which are those skills that we will discuss? Are there any certifying bodies for a medical biller? That also we will see. Then which are the medical billing terms which are commonly used? We will learn step by step. Health insurance payer and the plan, and what do you mean by claim form? That also we will discuss. How the medical billing process takes place, and ultimately how is the pricing takes place? These all will be is our agenda for today's learning. So let's begin. There is one very good statement which says as a revenue is a vanity, cash flow is a sanity, but the cash is the king. So whenever we discuss about revenue and business, revenue is the backbone of any business, and in absence of constant cash flow, there lies a threat to existence of any healthcare facility. Deficit in the cash flow might force the medical facility to shut down despite providing the best healthcare services to the patients. Therefore, medical billing department is of essence of every healthcare facility. So now let's see the proper definition of insurance. What is insurance? Insurance is a contractual agreement between an insurance company and an individual or entity to provide a compensation or reimbursement against any form of loss for which the individual or entity pays a premium to the insurance company. And broadly, there are two most common type of insurance. One is life insurance and another is general insurance. Let's see the difference between two. The life insurance is the contractual agreement between an insurance company and an individual. Commonly, it is known as a policyholder to provide predefined financial compensation in case of the death of an insured person or after a maturity period of the policy. Whereas general insurance is defined as the insurance coverage given to all other type of risk other than life. Third term, that is health insurance. Nowadays, health insurance, this term we are listening very commonly and it is very important for every individual. Health insurance is an insurance against the risk of incurring medical and surgical expenses to the insured entity. And health insurance is considered as a subcategory of a general insurance in India. But in many other countries, it is considered as a different type of insurance altogether. So now let's see how the practice is in the United States. So United States, close to 85% of the population is covered under the some or the other health insurance schemes. With the advent of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, commonly called as the Affordable Care Act or the Obamacare, a universal healthcare insurance coverage to all the US citizens will be achieved. The premium of a health insurance schemes in US is either paid by the individual or the employer, or both employer and the employee contribute equally towards the premium. In order to receive the payment, the healthcare provider needs to submit the claim to the insurance company, and the claim is the bill prepared by the medical biller to be submitted to the insurance company. I'll repeat this sentence. Claim is the bill prepared by the medical biller to be submitted to the insurance company. The health insurance company will then analyze the claim and release the payment to the healthcare provider or a doctor or an institution. If the claim is proper and claim is proper, or insurance company can reject or deny the claim also if there is any discrepancy in the claim form. this is where the medical bill billing comes into the play. Now let's see the Indian scenario. Indian health insurance. In India, only 25% of the population has access to any formal of health insurance, while the rest of the 75% remains uninsured and have to bear the cost of a medical expenses on their own. Therefore, the healthcare providers, that is doctors, physicians, medical facilities or hospitals, are in the most cases paid directly by the patient. The Indian government, though various government sponsored health insurance schemes are there and it is trying to ensure that all Indians, either rich or poor, should get covered with some form of the health insurance. The implementation of famous Rashtriya Swastha Bima Yojana in various states in India is a classic example of commendable work in that direction. In India, even in cases where the individuals are covered under the health insurance plan, the follow-up with the health insurance company for the payment is done by the policyholder. And only in case of cashless mediclaim, the follow-up with the medical insurance company is done by the healthcare provider. So here is a comparison or a difference between Indian and US insurance. Say for example, if we take a point of health insurance coverage, in United States almost 85% is covered, in India only 25%. Coverage definition, all physicians visits are covered under the health insurance plan in United States, whereas in India only hospitalization, that also for more than 24 hours, then only it is covered. What about the premium rates? Health insurance premium rates are generally very high in United States, whereas health insurance premiums are generally low as compared to US in India. Medical service cost. Medical procedures and treatments are very costly in USA, whereas medical procedures and treatments are moderate. It differs from physician to physician, doctor to doctor, institution to institution. Remittance time. Remittance time in US is almost 12 days, whereas in India it may take few weeks. Further to that, fee structure. There exists a uniform fee schedule for medical procedures and treatments which is followed by the most of the health insurance companies in US, whereas in India it does not exist a uniform fee schedule. Claim submission. Claim is usually submitted by a healthcare provider in USA, whereas in India, claim submission is usually done by the policyholder. Further to that, follow-ups. Who will do the follow-up? Follow-up of the payment need to be done by the healthcare provider in USA, whereas follow-up here, the policyholder will do usually. Claim submission format. Who creates that? There exists a uniform format. Claim submission CMS 1500 and UB 404, which is usually prepared by healthcare provider, where in India there is no existence of uniform format for claim submission and may differ from one health insurance company to another. And out of pocket expense, only about 15% of population have to pay out of pocket for the healthcare services, whereas in India the situation is very serious. Nearly about 75% of population have to pay out of pocket for the healthcare services. So the difference in the health insurance plan of both countries are attributed to the fact that India is a developing country, whereas USA is already developed country. Let's now discuss about the topic about medical billing. Medical billing is the process of a documentation, submission and follow-up on claims with health insurance companies in order to receive payment for services rendered by the healthcare provider. Oftentimes, medical billing is transposed with the medical coding, as usually medical coding and billing are referred together as one entity. The job of a medical biller is little easier than that of medical coder, but relies heavily on the performance of the latter. The revenue cycle management of a healthcare, medical billing is preceded by the medical coding. So, who is medical biller? Medical biller is also known as a medical billing specialist. He is the person with a skill to document, to submit, and to follow up on claims with health insurance companies in order to receive payment for services rendered by the healthcare provider. Professionals who master both medical coding as well as medical billing are termed as medical insurance specialist. A medical insurance specialist is a person who is skilled to handle the complete reimbursement cycle. The medical biller has to look at the codes, find the appropriate fees for these corresponding codes, and prepare a bill to be sent to the health insurance company. So, the need for seasoned medical billing specialist is very much there, and it is because physicians and hospitalists are occupied whole day caring for patients, and it is really tiresome at the end of the day for them to sit and file claims to the insurance company for reimbursement of the services rendered to the patients. Another one reason is that stringent new rules and regulations laid down by the healthcare regulatory bodies require detailed records of procedures and treatment. Further to that, coding standards are developed and updated quarterly or annually, and they are very much complex. If the healthcare provider intends to file the claim on his own, then he needs to spend fair amount of time and perform quite cumbersome task. Healthcare provider is still unsure that the claim submitted to the insurance company is error free and will be settled. Further to that, another one issue is that if the claim is rejected or denied, then the healthcare provider would then have to resubmit the claim after making the necessary changes or corrections for providing appropriate justification. The whole process of submitting and resubmitting claims normally would lead to a delay in payments, thereby increasing the reimbursement cycle to 90 days to even more. All these factors act as a deterrent to the provider to file the claim manually. Thus, there is a need of seasoned medical billing specialist. So, this medical biller or medical biller specialist is a great support to healthcare professionals. Why? Because this medical biller relieves the healthcare professionals from the hassle of filing claims. But these responsibilities is very high. These responsibilities can range from gathering the medical and demographic information to responding to the claims as per the latest rules. Thus, every medical biller should possess some kind of a distinct skill sets. So let's see which are the skill sets which medical biller makes more effective. One of the major skill which is needed is a medical skill. Medical billers sometimes need to relate diagnosis and procedure codes, and hence should possess a sound knowledge of medical terminology, human anatomy and physiology, and also a medical coding. Besides that, a medical coder should have a technical skill also, because he'll be always working on a computers. He'll be filling many kind of a forms. Computers have become an integral part of the healthcare billing system, and therefore it is crucial that every medical biller should have a technically skilled. Another one very important skill for medical biller is interpersonal skill. And this is very much required because this medical biller needs to be in constantly interaction with the patients, physicians, medical coders, and health insurance companies. A medical biller should have a skill of maintaining secrecy also, or in other words, concealment skill. Medical biller under no circumstances should part or disclose the protected health information in part or a whole to any unauthorized personnel. Medical biller must have mathematical skill also. Medical biller should have mathematical skills to calculate copay, co-insurance, deductible and various percentages and to construct financial reports. Now let's discuss about certification. For medical biller, any certification is required, or for medical billing, is any certification is required? Please note, certification in medical billing is not mandatory at all. But a certified medical biller is a sound example of an individual who is focused on the career objective and would go to any length in terms of updating the skill sets to achieve the career growth. Certification demonstrates superior level of commitment and dedication by the medical biller on international level. There are two biggest professional organizations that provide the best medical billing training. One is American Academy of Professional Coders, short form is AAPC, and second is American Medical Billing Association, AMBA. So now let's first see the American Association of Professional Coders, AAPC. This was established in 1988 and this provides certification only for medical coders. Gradually, American Association of Professional Coders also started providing training for medical billing professionals also, and it offers unique certification for the medical billing professionals called as the Certified Professional Biller, short form is CBP. Upon completion of the Certified Professional Biller program, a medical biller would be able to independently and effectively handle claim generation, claim submission, claim follow-up, patient follow-up, and also by chance if there is any claim rejection resolution. American Medical Billing Association, that is MBAA, was founded in 1998 and is considered as a premier organization to impart medical billing certification all over the globe. Unlike AAPC, which also provides other types of certification along with the medical billing, AMBA is totally dedicated to cater only the medical billing professionals. AMBA offers certified medical reimbursement specialist certification to the medical billing professionals. This certified medical reimbursement specialist is one of the most rigorous exams and the test the medical biller on all the aspects of the medical billing process. A CMRS is skilled in facilitating the claims paying process and possesses sound knowledge of different types of medical codes such as ICD-9, ICD-10, CPT-4 and HCPS, along with the insurance claims, denials, fraud and abuse, HIPAA, reimbursement process, etc., etc. This certified medical reimbursement specialist exam consists of 17 sections and individuals is required to at least score 85% of marks in order to earn the certified medical reimbursement specialist credential designation. Medical Association of the Billers, MAB. Apart from the AAPC and AMBA, there are several other institutions which also offer certification for medical billing professionals. One of such is Medical Association of Billers, and it was founded in 1995 and it also provides medical billing professionals with the education and training leading to certified medical billing specialist. Now let's learn something very unique. And what is that? Medical billing terms. There are various jargons used in the medical billing profession And one needs to have a thorough understanding about this to understand the medical billing process. One of the word or one of the term which is commonly used is a capitation. Capitation is an agreement between the healthcare provider and the health insurance payer, wherein the health insurance payer pays a healthcare provider a fixed lump sum amount, and this lump sum amount is called capitated payment and is fixed per month per patient based on the patient's health risk history, etc. Another term which is commonly used is a copay. Copay is the amount paid by the patient out of his pocket to healthcare provider prior to medical service or procedure. Copay is fixed amount and it is distinct from the deductible because it needs to be paid during each visit. Now, what is this deductible? Deductible is the amount a patient must pay at the start of every calendar year in order to be eligible for the health insurance plan coverage, and the patient will not be covered under the health insurance plan until deductible has been paid. Another term is out of pocket. Out of pocket amount is the maximum amount of patient may have to pay for medical service or a procedure rendered in the calendar year. Once the patient has paid the out of pocket amount, thereafter nothing needs to be paid. A health insurance plan will cover the rest of the medical cost. One important thing to note here is that the out of pocket amount may or may not include the deductible amount. The term billed amount is the total amount charged for healthcare service or a procedure performed by the provider on the patient. And what is allowed amount? Allowed amount is the fixed amount an insurance company will pay to the healthcare provider to reimburse a healthcare service or a procedure rendered to the patient. There is yet another term which is known as a co-insurance. Co-insurance is the cost sharing of a medical service or a procedure between the health insurance company and the patient based on percentage. This cost sharing usually is 80% by 20%. That is, the health insurance company will pay 80% of the medical cost and the patient has to pay remaining 20% of the medical cost. Another term is known and commonly used in medical billing is write-off amount. Write-off amount is the amount that the healthcare provider deducts from the billed amount and does not expect to collect, thereby writing it off. The accounts receivables owned by the payer or patients. It is also known as an adjustment amount or unpaid insurance claims. The difference between the billed amount and the allowed amount is equal to the write-off. Offset. Offset is the another common term which is used in medical billing. Offset is the process of adjusting past excess payments made to the healthcare provider with the current or a future claims raised by the healthcare provider. This is also known as a recoupment. Demographic entry is also known as a face sheet and is process of entering or keying the demographic details of the patient into the medical coding and billing software. Another term, charge entry. Charge entry is the process of entering or keying in insurance details and charges of the medical insurance services and procedures rendered by the healthcare provider to the patient into the medical billing software. Another commonly used term is super bill. So super bill is a form that contains most commonly used subset of codes for procedures like CPT, HCP, CS, etc. And the diagnosis also, ICD-9-CM, based on the specialty of the medical provider. Claim adjudication is the process of paying the submitted claims or rejecting or denying them after examining the claims to benefit or a coverage requirements. If the adjudication is done manually, it is known as a manual adjudication. And if it is done with the help of the software, it is known as a auto adjudication. Explanation of benefits. Short term, it is known as a EOB. Explanation of benefits is a document sent by the health insurance company to the provider and the patient explaining what medical services or procedures are covered under the plan. And this explanation of benefits is not a bill and does not follow a standard format. Another term which is very commonly used in billing is that electronic remittance advice, ERA. Electronic remittance advice is an electronic version of explaining of the benefits sent by the health insurance company to the provider, explaining what medical services or procedures are covered under the plan. Electronic remittance advice follows standard format, and the industry format for electronic remittance advice is HIPAA ASC X12N835. New practice management softwares have the ability to incorporate the details of this electronic remittance advice into the system, and this is called auto posting of ERS. Collection refers to the outstanding amount due to the medical practice. Let's learn about the term payment posting. This payment posting is a process of posting or applying the payment reimbursed by the health insurance company, patients or other entities towards the settlement of claim to the relevant patient accounts. The term account receivable. Account receivable is the amount owed to the healthcare provider by the insurance company or a patient for the medical services rendered to the patient. The account receivable department analysis the reasons for delay in submission or settlement of claims and takes appropriate action to ensure that the claims are settled in the timely fashion. Now let's learn what is this health insurance plan. Health insurance plan is the plan that provides insurance against the risk of incurring medical and surgical expenses to the insured entity is called health insurance plan. And it can be an individual health insurance plan where only the individual or sometimes the immediate family members are covered under this plan, or a group health insurance plan where the group of individuals are covered under a single plan. So there are various types of health insurance plans, and which are divided based on the features wherein some health insurance plans cover the certain medical illnesses only and treatments, whereas the other might not cover those medical illnesses and treatments. Some health insurance plans may be flexible than others, which some may become cheaper than the others. All forms of insurance plans can be categorized into the following three types. Which are those three types? Fee for service health plan, managed care organization health plan, and consumer driven health plan. Now let's learn these plans, each plan step by step. Now let's understand what is fee for service health plan. What is this plan? And let's see the benefits and disadvantages. In this plan, that is fee for service health plan, healthcare provider delivers the medical service or a treatment to a patient and raises the claim to the health insurance payer. It is the one of the oldest and the most basic type of insurance. In this plan, each and every service rendered by the provider is paid separately, and the insured has the liberty to choose any provider for the medical service. It is also known as Indemnity Health Plan or Pay for Service Health Plan.